Okay, the board is out of executive session at 8:42. And. We're out.
Yeah, no decisions are to be made, no action at this point from executive session.
Okay, we're here.
My question is, going back to the meeting that you were here when Carson was here talking about the kids on the road.
Yeah.
And I was asked to look into potential signage and blah, blah, blah. What I have found is that, and I've looked through MUTCD, I've talked to traffic companies, and I actually talked to the director of the, like, Joe Kelly at the state today. And there's nothing that I can find that, or that anyone knows about where there is signage for athletes in training. Joe Kelly said he had never even heard of that happening in any other town in this state. My concern, and he thought it was a valid one, is that if we create some type of a signage on their behalf, we're kind of admitting to a problem. You know, if we put up signs with blinking lights that say athlete in training, where does that leave us liability-wise if there is an accident? Because I'm not an attorney and you are, but in my opinion, this is different than Johnny and Sally riding their bike on Pike Hollow Road when there's 18 or 20 or 30 of these kids out doing this training. Yeah. I also talked to Trevor Dryden, the road foreman in Windhall, and he said the signage they put up on Windhall Hollow Road that Carson alluded to was really more about pedestrians and local townspeople. And he said, his words were, we told them we don't want them training on our roads. So he said that signage really had nothing to do with the Stratton Mountain School. So I just kind of wanted to circle back to this because I know at some point Carson's going to come back saying, what did you guys decide? And I figured while you're here, it's a good time to talk about this because I don't really know what to do. I mean, I can go to a sign company and get anything written on a sign, but there's nothing that I can find through the state or MUTCD, which is the guideline that we go by, even though the MUTCD at our level isn't really like the gospel. It's really all just recommendations and guidelines, but there's nothing in there. I even called the road foreman in the town of Stowe because Jeff Nugent at Windham Regional said, oh, I think the town of Stowe did it, but he said we only did that on defined bike paths that are made through town. He said they're not on public roads. So he said we did create some signage for, like, multi-use, like, you know, caution bicycles, blah, 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 blah. But he said that's not on a public highway. So I just wanted to bounce it off you so we can all learn from it. Because I don't know what to do. I mean,
it's a tough one because, so a couple things. One, from the standpoint of liability, I think the town has two good immunities. One is recreate, and this one may apply less because it's town highways, but recreation on private land, so long as you're not charging, there's no landowner liability. So to the extent the town could be considered the landowner, there's no liability so long as you're not charging for that. Secondly, more appropriate to town roads and town highways, the select board's duties are to take care and maintain the highways, but the town also enjoys municipal sovereign immunity. So if you're out grading a road and somebody gets hurt, you typically have immunity because if you're insured through the league, which I think you are, right?
Yes.
Passive. Yeah. That immunity goes only to the extent there isn't private insurance. So that's the whole purpose of creating that pooled asset intermunicipal fund. So you have the immunity from that. Now, all that being said, one option that I see would be to put up signs saying share the road, you know, where you see a lot of signs like that for biking. And you could even do it with bikes. So to the extent that there's a share of the road, I'm trying to fit it within some.
Because there is that new law about bicycles that just went into effect a couple of weeks ago now, too.
Right. So the more that you put something like share the road, at least it's a sign to be, if somebody's going to be on the lookout for somebody riding their bike, that's better than not being on the lookout at all. okay? And then I guess the last thing is do you have permits for people putting up a banner saying,
Fourth of July celebration or whatever.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, we have some.
Is it in the zoning?
Zoning requires signage permits for individuals, but I don't know that that necessarily covers temporary. I think we have in the past covered temporary signs over at the resort.
Yeah. The tough thing that I see is if you got from Carson where their main, so they're coming over Mountain Road, coming up through here and going out towards Grout Pond, and then probably going all the way down to Route 100. Those are your main roads.
Yeah.
But from the standpoint of Stratton's already on the map because of the ski area, but as much as it may not be a road sign, with a cross-country skier on it, if there was something of, Stratton, home of Olympians or something, something that keys people into skiers on the road. I don't know. I'm just trying to think outside the box the MUTC or whatever.
And the MUTCD is it's a complicated document. Yeah. And that's why I reached out to this guy at the state. But he said, clearly they are not bicyclists, when they're on these roller boards. And he said, and I'm not an attorney, and he said, I wouldn't really want to give you a ruling, but because they did, you're probably familiar, but they just came out with that law about now you have to give a bicyclist at least a 4-foot berth.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't think I'm going to be much help to you because I don't know what to tell you.
But you see, from a standpoint of a pedestrian, and that's a new law with regard to bikers.
Yeah.
There is no such law with respect to somebody walking on the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
But and cross-country skiing is somewhere in between the two.
Yeah.
There's no law. There's certainly no law for it. But if a motor vehicle hits a pedestrian, on the road, the motor vehicle driver is going to be liable.
Mm-hmm.
And from the standpoint of the town, you're not going to be liable for that. I just think that if Carson comes back, listen to his ideas, but I think you're safest to stay within the share the road type of things. Even if it's a share the road with maybe they're coming out with new signs that educate the driving public that Vermont has a law, you must give 4 feet, Something like that, as much as it applies to bikes, is at least going to tell the driver to be on the lookout for bikes on the road.
They get 4 foot of the...
I think you have to give the
bicyclist 4 feet. So if you can't get around the bicycle or getting a 4 foot, you have to slow down until a car passes and then go around.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's... I think I would keep it to the bikes and just let the skiing...
Fend for themselves.
Well, yeah, just let it... You're not taking any... You're not inviting liability by creating a duty.
Yeah, well, that's what I was worried about with certain signage. Are we actually putting ourselves out there? Because
and we're... So I say stay away from that. But I think if you do a share the road or share the road with bikes or must give bikes 4 feet... Something like that's going to be compliant with the law. You're not inviting any further liability. And they have a right to use the roads, just like a walker or a biker.
Okay.
And
you want to just blink and...
Well,
no, it was something that I discussed through. I just said, of a way to warn them. There's a lot of different stuff now that you can do to signs.
What they need to do better at is if they're saying they're going to be out here, then a half an hour before practice, they need to send a coach, and they need to put up a little, triangle sign or pizza,
sandwich sign.
Well, they need to put up more than a little one. Because they're putting up little ones now.
They need to put
they're
up
basically the equivalent
saying,
of the wet floor in the bathroom.
Athletes on the road. Stratton Mountain School athletes on the road.
Yeah.
And then they're out there.
Yeah.
But they need to do a better job at that.
Yeah.
And, to start. And they also need to do a much better job of being in these long lines.
Yeah.
You know, keep it to two or three.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I was coming back from Wynn Hall, and Jessie Diggins, the Olympic champion, she was out there, but somebody was riding a bike, right? Her coach was riding a bike behind her.
Yeah.
And it was nice and safe. And it's a lot better when they're classic skiing.
Well, that was my suggestion.
The skating is what worries me more because you're using up a...
Well, and that was why I said to him, eight groups of three is better than one group of 24.
Exactly.
You know, because that's the problem. You know, you can't pass, you know, because they're spread out for 300 feet, you know, when they're like that. And then you get at 150 feet and somebody comes screaming around the corner and it's like, oh, shit, you know, because I can't swerve out of the way with a woman, you know, neither can he. You know, I mean, and I'm going to win. You know, I mean,
the rest of the roads in town are not too bad. I mean, they head up towards Grout Pond, or even down from here down through our road, you know, I mean,
that's
dangerous.
From my perspective, listening to that conversation a month ago, that Carson, I think he heard loud and clear that you don't want these long lines.
Yeah.
That and putting up their signs really would make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because it's safety.
They should get some signs like the...
Well, they ought to do the pink emergency response ones. Yeah, the pink colored ones.
That right. Are for like they should get things like that. Those are
so fun,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
And
you can get them worded any way you want. I mean, they'll put this up a rope on them.
Is it all right?
I mean, they'll...
And it's all right for them. You know, like we're talking the fold-up triangle ones like we have for a fire scene or something, you know, emergency scene. Yeah. And it's all right for them to put those up when they're doing it.
It's up to you guys. I mean, you know, it's not just my decision. You know,
I'm
just one, but I don't.
I mean,
we put them up all the time.
With regard to public safety, town highways, that's entirely within your province as a select board.
Yeah.
And so you could give them permission and, in fact, encourage them to put up signs like that.
Okay.
Good.
And I think they've got to have some donor that would be, you know, wherever they make those fold-up signs.
Yeah, I could help them get them made. I mean, that's pretty simple.
Whatever company, they just need to know what to put on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. I still have some
right.
of this.
But
But
I see your point. If there isn't something in the regulations that says roller skiing, stay away from that and keep it to like the
right. No, that I think ambiguity.
Right.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was worth the question while you're here. Yeah.
Let me ask one question on a tangent regarding the insurance statement you made about liability for the town and unless insurance is involved. So I take it we want to have VLCT insurance and not go off with some other type of insurance offered to them in this
family. The immune, so when they created VLCT's passive, the insurance, they specifically in the legislature said this does not constitute insurance that would otherwise disable the sovereign immunity.
Okay, because
so that's why everyone went with the league, because you're fully immune. Whereas before they created that, every town went out to different commercial insurance.
And
we've had insurance up to $50,000, you only had immunity, anything over $50,000.
Yeah. So that's a good,
it's a good thing.
We've
thing for us. We don't need to tell
but
people
whatever, 6 months ago, sales guy came and
but we've never been insured by anybody by the league, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we've, you know.
Right.
Not since it's been in existence.
Well, the league is it's a self-insurance pool,
intermunicipal
pool.
Yeah.
So it's based on your premium, so to speak, is based on your experience factor.
Yeah.
So hopefully in a small town like Stratton, you're not having lots of injuries or lawsuits and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the league was also, it was definitely considerably less money than private insurer that came and pitched us.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
See everybody.
Good ride home.
Yep.
Take care.
See ya.
Okay. The we did that. We rented out Hydro Cedar for Penny Avenue, and the guy that owns it would actually like to sell it to us. And I think it would be a worthwhile thing to buy for what he wants for it. I don't think it's a lot of money. I think then it would give us the ability to do this, you know, whenever we want to, and not have to, you know. My past experience has been is we could probably pay for it with two doses of what Hunter usually charges us to do it, you know, and then we got it at our disposal, and it's somewhat multi-use because it's a tank and another pump. So he wants $5,000 for it, and I think it's worth it. So it's still down at the shop right now. So if we want to do it, you know,
works for me.
I think it's worth doing. I think it's a good thing to have.
Seeding down here when you're ditching and stuff, yeah, on it, or bro,
yeah. The hay and seed works on the flats. It's those vertical ones that you can't keep any hay on, you know, and they want grass growing on this stuff within like 48 hours after you disturb it. So I think it's worth doing.
Yeah, as long as you get the money.
Yeah, we do.
That's a good first for it.
I'll make a motion to buy the Hydro Cedar from Urquhart for $5,000. Tell them 48
hours. All in favor?
Yeah. Just stick it to him a little bit.
After he delivered it to us and loaned it to us and went out of his way to pick up the supplies.
This is a good sales pitch for him. He did all of it because he wanted to get rid of it.
You or me, he just laughed his ass off.
They're going to be doing guardrails tomorrow. I'm not sure where we're starting, but we're going to be doing those ones by treetops and then some of the other damaged ones throughout town. So probably tomorrow and the next day, you should be able to wrap those up. And then the only other thing, Tom will probably be back over in the village to do the entrance into the parking lot pretty soon because they're going to start grinding in Wind Hall again tomorrow. So he should be doing that. Then I got another little repair job that I can have him do over by Obertall there because when they ground that up before, why they didn't hit them, I don't know, but there was a couple of gas shutoffs there. And when they put the new pavement out, they crept it out about another foot, so it buried them. So Jeff found them. And he asked me if he could cut a little section out to identify the two shutoffs. And he's like, I'm willing to like cold patch it, but the more I looked at it, I'd rather have Tom look at it and find out how to fix it right. Because if we put cold patch in there, the first time they plow over it, it's going to rip it out and shoot it down into the parking lot. So it may end up, I'm thinking he may have us cut like a 2-foot by 8-foot section out and actually put some hot mix in. And I was thinking about maybe extending it out so it protects the outside of them so then they can find them. And then I think it'll
bring them up to grade.
Jeff usually likes them about 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch below, but he puts an adjustable sleeve on them. So when you pave them, you just set your height and then Tom just goes around them. And he usually likes them down far.
Yeah,
they'll be right up where you can see them. So other than that, I'm sure he's going to charge us something for it. I mean, I think it's something that needs to be done because I'd rather deal with it now than be over there in January trying to fix it when they rip one of the caps off, you know, because when the frost gets in, it's going to start going funky. So,
first and second to agree to that.
So move.
Correctly.
The auditors are here.
Other than that, there's not really a whole heck of a lot. I was just getting back to that that stuff that we talked about at the rec area. I don't know. Personally, I think we'd be better off to maybe pull a meeting down there some night so we can go over everything so everybody's on the same page about like what Grayson's going to do and if we want to look at anything else that wants to get taken out of that playground or whatever. It would help me get the direction on if we want to rip anything else out of there or whatever. So I don't know if we want to do that on a special night, maybe have, because Grayson's been asking me some more questions. I looked at the dugouts. If it was me, I would just get rid of them. One of them is starting to rot from the underneath. The other one isn't so bad, but it's not going to get better. Yeah. And I don't know if it's easier to just get him out of the way and let him grade that and then potentially either put dugouts back there or maybe not. But they need a lot of work.
For as long as it gets used, why can't we just go to the bench like Love?
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, I think a bench and a fence.
Yeah.
Put a fence across it, put a
bench. Yeah, you have a fence in front of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't get used on the
No, no. I mean, I think it's fine. And if, you know.
Are you leaving them until they're completely gone or take them out now? Or?
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought it would be better to just have a meeting down there. Then we can, everybody, it's right out in front of everybody. And then we can figure out. And I also, Steve Fletcher has been asking me about coming back so he can talk about that party. And I told him I didn't think tonight would be a good night because we've got all this stuff. But I said maybe we'll pull a meeting down there and he can come. And then we can go over whatever he wants to go over for the party.
Yeah.
And we can just...
Maybe we should just one of the meetings put down there next meeting.
That's fine.
We can do that too.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to do it soon because it's going to start getting dark.
Yeah. The days are going to start going the other way here pretty quick.
So a full meeting there?
Oh, I don't know if we want to do a full meeting.
We're going to record it if we do a full meeting down there.
But we could...
Well, I think you got to record anything we do, you know, because you're going to be...
might be a long night.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about how site visits.
We could just one.
Depends
the site
on
visit.
The site visit.
A site visit
with maybe
do it real early
so we have time enough to look stuff over and walk around and then come up here for every
meeting.
Yeah. I just want it as a site visit and the meeting will commence whenever we get back to the town office.
When are you leaving, Bob?
I'm leaving Wednesday morning and I'm coming
this
back.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're back
on I'm back on the 14th.
So you'll miss that next meeting.
Yeah, and to hang everything up, but I'd kind of like to be here for that rec meeting as well. I mean, what if we've got BCA on the 19th, right?
Yeah.
And then we got a regular meeting on the 26th. I mean, what if we shot for a special sometime that week of the 19th?
They just hold it late off till the 26th.
That's fine with me, too, if that's all right with you guys.
The only thing is Steve's...
Maybe we better get Steve into the next meeting.
Yeah.
Because I think he's trying to figure out what he can spend money on and stuff like that. So
I can't
keep hanging him up. You know?
Yeah, well, that's fine with me. I'm not worried about that.
Is that something you want to do in October, I guess? Is that what the idea was?
I thought we said it was a weekend after Labor Day.
Yeah. I didn't remember.
And that's why he's stretching it out, because if he's got to order stuff and line people up, do Stevie
at the next meeting. I don't have any objection to that.
September.
Do we think we're going to be getting to the rec this year?
I don't know.
I don't see it.
And yet, my other suggestion was going to be at some point, and maybe this next site visit isn't the one, but I think Rob Wadsworth might be a good guy to include in some of this planning, because as Kent said, if we do pull the trigger on doing any kind of a plan down there, other than changing a light bulb, we're going to need to go through Act 250. And we're going to need something more than me scratching something out on a piece of typing paper. And Rob may be able to help us with an actual blueprint or something to do.
Especially if we're going to move ahead with the bidding, he can include.
If there's a bidding coming up or something, and he don't get it, he's going to pay for his work. Is what I'm saying.
He said
the last time he would do nothing.
But if we do it, what we need to do is we're going to have a bigger plan than a pavilion, get his engineer to do the site plans and everything that's compatible with what Act 250 would want for those kind of changes. Like if we do decide to move a playground somewhere else, we need to talk about doing all the any kind of major change that we potentially want and get it done at once for the next permit.
And we need to pay whomever does the plans for that permit so that the bidding process is fair if we send it out to bid. We can't get free plans from Wadsworth and then have him win the bid because he decided he's going to donate the thing.
And I don't know that we need to have
Sounds
it at
good,
the next
though.
One, but I think
no,
at some
I would
point,
say I actually
in,
think
in the planning phase at some point, I think we ought to probably get him involved in it too.
I think
if we are going to get serious about making some big changes, so
I think we should look at on the 26th, go down there and talk about what we're all going to get.
I'm still in favor of covering the
and then bring
basketball court for a pavilion.
And then I'll just tell Steve to come to our next meeting so he can talk about the getting stuff lined up for the party. And then as far as I know, the only other thing is, as far as I know, Scott is coming back Sunday unless that gets bumped out again, because it's been bumped out since... No, I think he's dealing with a lot of stuff with his brother down in Rhode Island. His brother passed away, so I think he's been going back and forth.
Yeah, two brothers died with him.
Two brothers.
Oh, I didn't even know about the second one. I knew about the first one. So anyway, I think that's what keeps... I think he's okay to come back. I think his foot's all right, but I think he's just dealing with a lot of other stuff, and I think you know, him and Mark had kind of agreed that Scott would come back on a Sunday, which is like the start of the week as far as the pay periods go, and it's less confusing for, you know, I mean, not that it's confusing, she can figure out anything, but it just start on a clean week with a clean slate, and then and then he'll be back. So so anyway, I think that's about all I got, unless there's any questions.
List as errors and omissions.
Yeah, there, it was in that package somewhere, apparently. What's with your stuff here?
What's it say?
My glasses don't go this far.
The following change will be made to the 24 grand list at Stratton. The value for Comcast parcel ID 9900010 was entered incorrectly and needs to be changed from 1,029,100 to 1,245,800.
It was for taxes.
Change based on their submission of the value of their property in town, and I think they submitted it late or something. I'm not positive why.
Was that all wires and stuff?
What?
That all the wires and stuff? Or?
Yeah, everything that is property. The state monitors that and then basically tells them to send the town that assessment that the state has agreed with. It's my understanding. And so they came in a couple of weeks ago. Property valuation review came in and said
this
has been changed.
We need more money.
Yeah. Okay. I would still take a motion. And
so
second.
Moved.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and I'll sign. Down on all requests.
Make a motion to give it to Betsy Wazor.
August 10th. And down on all requests for line dance class. August 8th,
15th, 22nd,
29th. I think I'm
going to play Copy of it again.
Second.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. There's another one. Scarlett came this time. Allie's been there. Died. I mean, there's a shitload of.
And the school does this.
Yeah, there's a school club October 5th, I believe. Workforce
Department School Club.
You good?
Yeah.
October 5th.
So you don't miss it.
My wife ain't gonna.
October 5th.
I don't think Melissa would go.
For what?
Line dancing.
You might not get that.
No, I'm not
anybody.
Okay. Line dance for the Rose School Club.
Yes, your motherfucker.
Aye. Oh, you have a cycling event going.
Yeah, that's just a notification for the town.
Tell me
Chris is interested in that, probably.
Massive
gravel. Sure, I guess 4 feet.
And this sign stuff, though, is like, nobody wants to commit to the legalities and the interpretation, and it's like, it's amazing.
Okay, record improvements, we're going to do a meeting on that.
Did you set a date for a meeting on that?
Well, we didn't. We're gonna do a site visit on the 26th at the rec area, and then come back here.
Yep, I think that's what we decided. Yeah.
Do we want to start that at 7, or do we want to start that at 6:30?
I think we want to start at 6.
6 seems a little early. 6 whatever.
Yeah. Does that work?
Does that work for you, Coop?
6:30. So that's my birthday. I don't know if I'll be.
You gotta be here. It's important.
Yeah.
How old are you gonna be?
Old enough so you don't have to come.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever time is fine with me. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Really. Yeah. Right.
Well, it doesn't matter to me either, but we have to set a time.
I would think an hour, 6:30 to 7:30.
Yeah.
6:30.
Right. What else is on the docket for that night when we get here?
I don't know.
You have all that far in advance.
Selectman minutes, last meeting.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any other business that you have to come legally before the board?
Make motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's go home.
Hang on.
Night, guys. Thank you.
All right. See you,
Thank you.